Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Joining us now to talk about Hole's Lager, I think I'm saying that correctly, is Travis Slepchevich. I think I'm saying that correctly. Travis, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. It's great to chat with you. I love Woodstock. Loved my visit there when we made a little video. Tell us a little bit about Hole's Lager. Hole's Lager. Am I saying that right? Tell it for me.
It's Hole's Lager. So
okay.
If you take Woodstock and put it in Google Translate, translate it to German, you get Hole's Lager.
Oh, so
we intentionally named it Hole's Lager Brewing Company.
And what is your thing? What's your thing? Like, some people have specific ones. They're known for their IPAs or they're known for their Pilsners. Do you have a wide variety of different kinds of beers that you brew?
We do. We brew over 14 different beers in package, and we also have some one-off beers that we do in the tap room. But the beer that I think we're most known for is our IPA, fruited IPA called Hawaiian Hammer.
Hawaiian Hammer. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
What can you tell us a little bit about
it?
Give me the specs.
Passion fruit, blood orange in it.
Oh, okay. Very good. Is it a place that people can go visit and go to the tasting room too?
Yeah, yeah. We have seating for over 50 indoors, and in the summer we have a very large beer garden outside as well.
That's very nice. All right. I know you guys have some events coming up, right?
Yeah, yeah. We do a lot of music events on the weekends. We also participate in the Woodstock Farmers Market down on Woodstock Square. And all those events can be viewed on realwoodstock.com.
How was the pandemic and the supply chain issues and now the labor issues? How has that impacted the business? Has it been a difficult couple of years, or has Woodstock rallied?
No question it's been difficult, but we work our tails off every day to make sure that the business stays healthy and operating. And we didn't see much supply chain issues. Inflation is definitely a problem. And the employee shortage is definitely impacted us. But, you know, we're making do, we're making beer, and we're expanding every day.
You got a good lager for me?
I do. I got a great lager for you.
Oh, what is it?
It's our Rock On Helles Lager.
Mm-hmm.
It's light and refreshing, and you know, one of my favorites, actually.
Oh, really? I see you guys do a hard seltzer too, right?
Yeah, we do a blueberry seltzer, and we also do a cotton candy seltzer.
Whoa.
In the summer, which is odd, but really took off, and people seem to really enjoy it.
Do you find a lot of people like to do like the flights? Do you have the flight options where I can taste four of them, sip on a few, see what I like, see what I don't like, not make such a big 12-ounce commitment?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we do offer flights of four. And then if you wanted to try everything on tap, we also have what we call a super flight, which is all 14 beers. But I would suggest sharing that with a friend.
Yeah, for sure. Of course, you've got the train line there, though. So if people are coming from Chicago or anywhere along that train line, that's a great option for them. What's the vibe of the place? I feel like each brewing place that I walk into has a different feel, a look. Some like it grungy. Some have like sharp and more modern looking interiors. Paint us a picture of what happens when we go into Hole's Lager.
So when you enter the tap room, we like to think that it's very welcoming and cozy. It's not overly modern in any way, but we've tried to bring in elements of live edge wood and things like that to create just this environment where families can come and enjoy the day, and you know, adults can enjoy a nice beverage, and the kids can run around in the beer garden, and it's a really welcoming environment.
I'm kind of surprised that there was that long gap of, a beer to call your own made in Woodstock. Ever since the Woodstock Brewing and Bottling Company closed in 1902, there's a lot of cool cities like Woodstock, right, sprinkled all over the country, and most of them nowadays have their own brewing company. I guess suppose you do too now, but that's a long gap between beers there.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's Woodstock is really interesting. You know, the city first saw its first brewery in 1860, And that brewery remained in business until 1902, with going through three or four fires and ultimately not reopening. But really, that's why we chose Woodstock. Was, you know, we could have opened our brewery, you know, anywhere, but we wanted to come here because it's the center of McHenry County, and it's the home of what used to be a great brewing city.
Yeah, and it just seems to fit. Are you guys near the town square? Sometimes, obviously, you got to have a different style building. How far away from the town square are you guys?
We're about a quarter mile off the square, right on Route 47, the main corridor through the city.
And we had a text from the 773. What does Hellas mean?
Hellas?
Yeah.
It's a beer style from Germany.
Okay. So there's no particular translation or anything anyone needs to know about that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, sounds good. Sorry, 773. I don't know if we got the great answer for you. Okay, Holes Lager Brewing Company. I'm dying to try some of these beers. You can go take a look at them and the really cool can labels like you see with craft beers. HolesLagerBrewing.com. It has been great to chat with you, Travis. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, John. Have a great evening.
Yeah, and gotta love Woodstock, and our entire tour of Woodstock has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities, McDonald's, City of Woodstock, Real Woodstock, and naturally McHenry County, which is, of course, just a great area.